Chapter 10 Goodbye Yeti. But Yeti did not forget them. Every 2 or 3 hours he rang them. They saw him on the phone's screen. He was enjoying himself. They saw him have a snowball fight with his mum. They saw him wrestle in the snow with his dad. They saw him roll down steep slopes. Yeti was home. Yeti was happy. Later, they saw the Yetis sitting in their cave. But that was the last time Yeti rang them. The phone batteries were finished. That was the end of that. Well, almost. The children wrote in the snow, "Goodbye, Yeti. We'll come and see you again next year." Before they said goodbye to Dad, Emma said, "Dad, will you promise us something? The next time you send us a box of things, please will you leave it open the night before you send it?" Dad laughed. "Yes," said Tim. "You never know what might climb inside it."